Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today, June 9th, 2026, we have a packed agenda, heavily featuring Apple, OpenAI, and some intriguing new developments. Jane, let's dive right into the biggest story, Apple Intelligence.
Absolutely, Paul. Apple truly dominated the headlines. It seems they've officially unveiled their Apple Intelligence's suite, completely reimagining Siri with private cloud compute. The big news is Siri can now parse on-screen content, understand personal context, and control apps.
That's a huge leap for Siri, right? And it's not just on-device. The reports indicate a new hybrid architecture, integrating Google Gemini, which means workloads are executing both locally and on remote servers. That's a significant partnership.
It really is, Paul. It suggests Apple isn't trying to build everything from scratch, but leveraging existing powerhouses like Google Gemini to enhance their own foundation models. This hybrid approach could give them the best of both worlds, privacy and powerful computation.
And it seems like this isn't just a minor update, it's a full-blown OS layer for Siri, as some reports put it. They've also launched enhanced Siri AI with on-screen awareness and visual intelligence, even retrieving a private message door code during a demo, which is pretty wild.
It certainly highlights the practical, real-world utility they're aiming for, but also raises questions about privacy and security, even with the private cloud compute. That level of deep integration means Siri becomes a much more central, almost omnipresent assistant.
Switching gears a bit, OpenAI also made some waves. They confidentially filed an S-1 with the SEC, signaling a potential future IPO. This comes alongside Sam Altman and Jacob Pachacki outlining a, quote, third phase for an AI-driven economy.
Yes, Paul, the S-1 filing is a massive development, even if the timing for an IPO is undecided. And their, quote-unquote, third phase vision, where AI reshapes the economy and they aim for steerable AI researchers by March 2028, is ambitious, to say the least.
Ambitious indeed. They also published a strategic AGI roadmap, pledging to prioritize human agency over full automation, and proposed an international AI safety body empowered to pause frontier model development. It's a lot of big picture thinking. Less than person two, greater than. It feels like a very open AI move, doesn't it? Filing for IPO while simultaneously pushing for global AI governance and outlining a multi-year AGI roadmap. It's a blend of commercial ambition and ethical leadership, or at least the appearance of it, less than person one, greater than definitely. And in other interesting news, SpaceX unveiled its AI-1 orbital compute satellite, designed to host NVIDIA GB300 and Rubin racks. We're talking about terabit laser links connecting orbital chip racks, Jane. That's next-level infrastructure. Less than person two, greater than less than person two, greater than that's huge, Paul. Orbital compute could revolutionize how we think about data centers, especially for high-power AI workloads. And considering xAI is now part of SpaceX, this infrastructure could directly benefit their own AI endeavors too. Less than person two, less than person one, greater than speaking of xAI, they've secured multi-billion dollar compute leasing deals with Anthropic and Google. This is a fascinating development, especially given Anthropic's known capacity issues.
It's a smart move for xAI, providing significant revenue, and for Anthropic, it could be a lifeline to address their compute crunch. It shows how interconnected these AI giants are, despite their rivalries, when it comes to fundamental resources like compute power.
Absolutely. And finally, Cognition launched their Frontier Code benchmark to evaluate AI code mergeability. They report Opus 4.8 Medium solved 32% of tasks at a 40x speedup, which is quite impressive for complex software maintenance.
That's a crucial development for real-world AI application, Paul. Evaluating AI on complex software tasks, especially mergeability, moves us closer to truly autonomous coding agents. It's an exciting step for developer tools. Less than person two, indeed. That's a wrap for today's top stories on the Merge Sort AI Digest for June 9th, 2026. Thank you, Jane, for your insights. Less than person two, greater than my pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.